Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Christmas gift buying season is usually the time of year we might think about the chia pet. But this summer, a handful of Kentucky farmers are growing chia experimentally. Chris Coomer with Kentucky Specialty Grain says they do get a little ribbing about the chia pet thing.
It is the same thing, yes. We get a lot of joking about that, I guess. But it is the same thing as on the chia pet. It's a slightly different version of it, but basically the same plant, yes.
And their group is looking into the economic viability of chia as an additional crop.
Kentucky Specialty Grains was formed about a year ago for the purpose of developing what's referred to as early flowering chia. It's a oilseed crop that we're working to see if it will grow in Kentucky, see if it's going to be a new crop opportunity for Kentucky farmers.
There are only about 140 acres in test production, but unlike some other experimental crops, this one already has a market.
The food industry right now there's a huge demand for omega-3, and that demand is not being filled, and this is potentially one of the best sources of omega-3 that we are aware of at this time in this new crop, and we are working to develop that to help meet that demand for the omega-3. At this time, it appears quite profitable, better than corn and soybeans. So as long as that continues, I think it is definitely a new crop opportunity.
We'll be right back.
Farm Credit, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about a home loan. I'd really love to raise my family in a place where we can be
a real part of the community.
Right. A place with some acres, on a hill.
With a wraparound porch.
And a big old tree in the back.
With a treehouse in it.
Oh, my kids would love that. Can I get a loan for that too?
At Farm Credit, we offer financial solutions designed to help rural residents achieve their goals. To find the financing that's right for you, visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
Kentucky Specialty Grain, says Chris Coomer, has been working with KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, getting some help, successfully landing a $33,000 USDA grant.
They're very, very helpful in putting the grant together, offering guidance, going through it, saying you need to make an adjustment here or there. With their help, we were fortunate enough to receive part of the value-added money for the 2012 cycle. We're going to use that to do research, basically in the processing of the chia, to make food ingredients.
For now, they're staying small in acreage, but things look promising.
The biggest thing right now is simply not knowing enough about the production and processing side of things, how it's going to work. We don't want to jump into 20,000 acres tomorrow and have a problem. It's a lot easier to sort out a small mistake than a big one.
Chris Coomer with Kentucky Specialty Grains on the potential for chia. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.